Well, thank you, Jen and Patty, for that number. And tonight we're going to take a little break from 1 Samuel. And I do apologize that the last time that I had 1 Samuel, I had two chapters, 12 and 13. I did a horrific job getting to 13. In fact, I didn't really do it very well. So I put that now on Pastor Dave. He has next week chapter 13 and 14. So you bear with him as he tries to pick up the ball for me since I dropped it then. But anyway, I want to just share two verses with you tonight and then give you a chance to do some speaking yourself. And I'd like to focus on two verses that I've always needed in times of uncertainty or times of change, and they're familiar to most of you. You can go ahead and turn there if you'd like. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. We're glad to have Steve's mom and dad here with us, and I think, Mr. Sowers, there were probably some times you had some fatherly advice for Steve.
Yeah, but he never listened.
He never listened? We ought to just have your dad come right on up here. Well, yeah, probably something we need to hear. Well, anyway, Solomon is getting fatherly advice, or giving fatherly advice, I should say, to his son in this section. And if you should ever take time to read the first seven chapters, I think you'll discover just an intensely powerful and practical instruction for us in knowing how to live our lives and how we can be stable, well-balanced, and wise as we go in this day. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 contains truth for everyday living. Truth for the challenges, truth for change, the kind of truth that will help us during times of change and conflict and uncertainty. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, there are four verbs. Now, I'm not necessarily just this tremendous English scholar. I almost minored in it, mainly because I couldn't get out of it. And I thought, man alive, I'm going to have 24 hours in English if I'm not careful here. But I did pick up that there are verbs in the syntax of with a sentence, and they are usually action words. And there are four verbs in these two verses. You might see if you can pick them out just to refresh you a little bit along with your English studies. There is trust is one word, lean, acknowledge, and direct. Three of these verbs would be words that we would say are imperatives. Imperatives are simply commands. They're directed to the child of God. They're our responsibility. Trust, do not lean, and acknowledge. The last is a simple declaration of promise. It declares God's part in these verses. It states His responsibility. He shall direct your path. So we have two sections then, my part and God's part. My part, He says trust. That's the root of the Hebrew term that has the idea of throwing oneself down prostrate, lying extended on the ground, casting all hopes for the present and the future upon another, finding shelter and security in that one. That's what trust is. He says, do not lean. I think I remember you even praying that this morning, that we would not lean to our own understanding, our own human reasoning, what we think needs to happen. Means we're not to turn over to our own limited point of view because we cannot see the big picture. We're not to lean to our own ways of thinking, but we're to lean totally upon the Lord's wisdom. And then He says to acknowledge. Acknowledge means to recognize. We are commanded to recognize God's presence and His will in our lives. And we're told His way is not necessarily our way. Then we find God's part. He will make straight. Now, the Hebrew term there, I love it. He is the one to make smooth. You think back of scenarios in your own life and trials or uncertainties, and you went into it possibly, even though we're told not to worry, you went into it with a little anxiety, let's say. And as you look back now, you see how God just made it totally smooth and he worked it for his glory. There is one word or one term that is mentioned four times in these two verses. I don't know if you can pick it out. We're in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 here for a few moments. It's the word your. Your responsibility in a given situation is to trust with all your heart. Refuse to lean on your understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways so that he might make straight your path. The truth taught is that I am to trust the Lord always. The principle could be stated as such. I am to trust my Lord without any reservation, with all my heart, because he is going to be the one to make my path straight. So there's a negative, and then there's a positive action mentioned here. Here's the negative. I am not to lean to my own human understanding, and the positive is I am to acknowledge him in all my ways. When you look back at Acts chapter 13, the church released Paul and Barnabas to go and to do their work there in missions. I've never been in a place where God has made it easy to leave. Steve and Ruth now have been with us for about 10 years. We were reminiscing a little bit before the service tonight. Some of those, I'll never forget the first activity with the camp out. That's a classic. Steve will probably be writing a book about just that activity down the road. But we've had the privilege of even the 5 years previous to work together when we were at Northland Baptist Bible College. They have invested, they have ministered to many of us. I'll always be grateful for your ministry for our family. Four boys, you were there during some of the very difficult, tough days that we went through there, Steve. We'll always be grateful. As Steve shared with us a few months ago, that God was leading him on to from Brookside. He is going back. They're going back to Pennsylvania, and he has a job, and all of that. He has a job that is going to help possibly prepare the way for him to be involved in church planning. And so I know there are times of uncertainty, and I know Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is close to your heart. And it needs to be close to our heart because, I mean, there's obviously uncertainty. What is God doing here? Where is he leading and how is he leading? And I think we could all at one time or another second guess. I mean, have you ever tried to second guess God's direction and God's will? I mean, when I was telling Steve, when we left Denver and went to Dunbar, we bawled like babies all the way up to Dunbar. And then to see how God worked and used that in our life. Never easy, but I trust. I have to trust him during these times to see what his plan is. And I know these days can be trying for everyone. And we just yet read Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And so, in fact, but before we move to tonight to give you time, we have two mics here. And I would say if you would just, you know, keep the don't dominate the whole time here with what you want to share with Steve and Ruth. If you could kind of be concise with that, but we're going to open up both mics where you can come and their families here on the front row and you can share with them publicly how God used them in your life and you can just come to the front, and if someone is there, we have two mics set up, and so we want to give you some time to just really express your love and appreciation to Pastor Steve and Ruth. But before we do that, I want to read to you a paraphrase of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 that I came across. Throw yourself completely upon the Lord. That is, cast all of your present and future needs on him who is your intimate Savior, your God, finding in him your security, your safety. Do this with all your mind and feeling and will. In order to make this possible, you must refuse to support yourself upon the crutch of human ingenuity. Instead, Recognize his presence and concern in each one of your circumstances. Then he, having taken full control of the situation, will smooth it out and make your path straight, removing each obstacle along the way. And I would say, Steve and Ruth, may your lives continue to witness God's control and his leading and his perfect will there in your life. We love you. We're thankful for what God has done here in our midst, and we're thankful that God allowed us to cross paths. And so I'm going to invite anyone who would like to come. We have a mic to my right and a mic to my left. And if you would just make your way here, there's some seats there in the front. And we'll give you some time. We have a presentation for Steve and Ruth here.